welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Morning, everyone. Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk. And, you know, it's been 18 years now. We're in our 18th year of Conscious Talk Radio. And just want to shout out to all of you who listen and all of you who support this show. We couldn't do it without you. We love you lots and appreciate you supporting shows like this in this area.
Well, today is 9/11. And so just a reminder of how we can pull together after disaster and adversity. And we could do this on a daily basis to take care of each other and, you know, make sure that this unity thing is on the right track, because that's what's going to pull us out of this. And with impending storms coming, you know, it's important that we remember this.
Absolutely. Also want to let you know a few things that are going on in our area. In the Port Angeles and Squim area, the African Children's Choir is going to be performing in Port Angeles on Wednesday, September 19th at 7 p.m. at the Revolution Church, and in Squim on Friday, September 28th at Squim High School. For further, you know, information, and they like what they need is donations to keep that choir going, and these donations go to these kids for education, etc. This is a wonderful thing. Go to our events page at conscioustalk.net.
And hey, I got to remind you that Vitamin Life's free natural health lecture series are in full swing this September. They've had their first one, but now they're on the 15th. They're going to do talk about Vastu. It's bringing harmony to your home and life. And then the following weekends, it's all about the brain, brain health and how the brain works and why isn't my brain working. Check it out in the events section and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So we've talked about the importance of having a spiritual rudder in these turbulent times, which is the main reason we do our sessions with Dr. Devana Madri concerning down-to-earth spirituality. Are you feeling better yet? No? Well, we'll talk to Dr. Devana Madri today about your frustration and what it's really all about. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of. People that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, if you are new to Conscious Talk, you may not realize we've been doing this down-to-earth spirituality segment for a number of years. And if you go to conscioustalk.net and put Devana, D-I-V-A-N-N-A, in the search engine, you're going to find her page, lots of play buttons so you can catch up. And also, a loyal listener has started a Facebook group. It's Devana's Teaching. It's so facebook.com/groups/Devana's Teachings. And you can follow through with the discussion. But, hey, we've got her here to discuss right now, and I'm not frustrated about it. Devana, welcome back.
Hello.
Okay, so frustration.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And, you know, you've been on our show for so many years. You think we would learn by now that it's that, you know, to be frustrated is such a, well, if you will, I guess if you would say it's probably a waste of our energy, but we need to hear it from you.
Maybe
well,
not.
I wanted to put some understanding around frustration because we all get frustrated. And a lot of times we will judge ourselves for being frustrated and feeling impatient and wanting things to be different and a lot of times doubting that things can change and just a whole slew of feelings and thought forms are around frustration. And I would say the biggest one is that we tend to judge when we get frustrated. We feel like, you know, somehow, you know, we've let something go too far or we've stepped away from ourselves or our hearts. And yet sometimes the frustration that we're feeling is simply there because we're forgetting that we're in a movement. And a lot of times in a movement, there are the edges of the movement, and we will sense and feel those and want to start to enact the change. And a lot of times, especially if you're sensitive, you're a little ahead of that change.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're feeling the edges of it, and you're thinking that there should be movement, and you should be doing things, and that's just not necessarily the case. Mm-hmm. It's really about understanding that that movement is coming. You're feeling the fringes of it, and a lot of times the best motion is to go with the vision, feel into what that change looks like, and put a yes to that change.
You know, I really get that because we shoot ourselves in the foot a lot because we get frustrated and then we react. We are ahead of our times and we just think, what's the point?
Well, and the change naturally that you're talking about, Devana, is the positive change we're looking forward to in our lives, I'm assuming. And we get ahead of ourselves because we want to leap into taking action right away because we feel it so much, especially if, like you said, with the sensitive ones that we are. And we're frustrated that it's not coming fast enough.
Yeah, it just feels like the need for change has been there for so long. It's like, where is everybody? How come I'm the only one getting it, kind of?
Or feeling that way.
And yet you're not. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing to remember is that it's a movement of energy. It's always a movement of energy. And some motions are very large, and in their largeness, so to speak, they take time. And yet, when you start to see all the different things that are attached to it, you really can have an appreciation for why that particular Band-Aid didn't get ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
It would have taken half the arm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can start to understand that when you look at the movement that is happening. And this is where I feel like when we can remember, oh, I'm just excited for the change. I'm looking forward to the change. And I want it to come quickly. Then you can be in excitement more than frustration.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're doubting that it's going to happen, if we're doubting that if we can have it, whatever it is, then frustration becomes a big part of our experience.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of what I wanted to talk about today in terms of frustration is that when you find yourself feeling frustrated about something, whether it's your work, whether it's yourself, often that's where our frustration points, whether it's that which is happening in the world, to step back a minute and allow yourself to feel into the movement that is attached to whatever it is that you're frustrated about. And a lot of times when you allow that, what occurs is the frustration will dissipate, and that sense of awareness and connection will grow. And what you'll notice is that as that frustration dissipates, there's a whole bunch of energy that becomes available for the forward movement. And that a lot of times our frustration is just getting in the way of us allowing for the very change that we're frustrated that is not here yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important in terms of frustration to realize that many, many, many times it is because we're feeling a movement, a change, and we get impatient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think when we really look at some of those changes that eventually do unfold, Devana, if we're really staying aware of ourselves and what it takes and the pieces and parts to pull it all together, are in some cases enormous. And even if it's not a big change, even a small change requires a lot of pieces and parts. And I think often we think we're ready for that change, and our spirits know better that we're not quite ready for it. Because if we were, everything would pull together now and it would happen. Is that part of what you're saying?
Yes. And a lot of times all that happens in our frustration is that we tend to muddy the water.
Yes.
At the movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like we're about to get a big lesson in letting go. Once again.
Letting go, letting go.
Yes. Yeah.
It really does, where the trust issues come into play, where we need to trust that there is movement regardless of whether we think there is or not.
Yeah, I mean, I almost said we're about to get another frustrating lesson in letting go. That's kind of where people go. That's where you go. You know, it's where your mind goes. It's like, okay, I've been letting go, but not really.
Yeah, not
because
really.
If I had, I wouldn't be so frustrated.
Yes.
Right, but you can see how easy it is to go there.
Absolutely. Well, we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrea, and today we're talking about what is your frustration really? A lot more to come on this subject. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, if you're new to Conscious Talk, the website is conscioustalk.net. That's right, .net. There's a lot of information there. Just click through on books. Every guest has a guest page. Use that search engine. It really works. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And today we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrie in our down-to-earth spirituality segment that we do once a week here on Conscious Talk and have for many years with Devana. And if you're interested in going deeper into the conversation of this show or any of the others, there's been a loyal listener that formed a community for this, and it's Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/groups/Devana's teaching. That's Devana's with an S teaching to participate. And we are talking today about frustration and what is our frustration really. And so much of our frustration, Devana, it feels like, you know, because we're choosing. So often feelings come up and we don't think we have a choice about what we're feeling, but so much of our frustration is made up by us.
Yes. Fueled usually by doubt and dissatisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And dissatisfaction is something that we just tend to land on over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also something that we don't really think about as dissatisfaction. A lot of times, let's say we are doing our work and we can feel that it's time for a change, and maybe we don't know what that change looks like or where it's going to take us, but we can feel that time for a change or an expansion, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens a lot of times, because we don't know what form it's going to take, we don't know when it's going to occur, a lot of times we will just let those thoughts of what's wrong with that awareness come in, and we'll get frustrated and we'll feel really dissatisfied suddenly with something that we've been doing that we enjoy. And this going to dissatisfaction as a habit, as a response to the unknown or a response to feeling the edges of our own movement, is something that I think is important to look at, in that that often will tend to get in the way of our enjoying our own movement and enjoying the adventure that our spirit has us on as we're growing and expanding. So the dissatisfaction, it's a little bit like it plants itself in the thought form, and then it grows and grows and grows into doubt, self-judgment, abandonment sometimes, betrayal. It really whittles away at our confidence in terms of our spirit and in terms of our own abilities to see the new path and to step the new path. And it's important to understand that dissatisfaction takes us away from gratitude. It takes us away from humility.
Mm-hmm.
It takes us away from what is right and whole in our lives.
Devonna, I have to intercede here, because I think that maybe with our listeners, I know that what keeps coming up for me when I'm listening to your explanation is that a lot of our movement comes out of, we seem to have a pattern where we're you rarely hear people talking about what's right in their life. You always hear them talking about what's wrong in their life. So the dissatisfaction seems to bubble up from focusing on what's wrong in the life, and possibly even from boredom. And that seems to be what ignites the movement. It is rare to find someone in forward movement because they're just happy as can be with their life. They're not looking to change anything. Am I on the right track here?
Well, what happens is that, and this is why I wanted to look at the dissatisfaction as it is attached to the frustration, is that a lot of times dissatisfaction and frustration are our responses to feeling the edges of our own movement, feeling the edges of change. And what happens is that they bring about, when we get frustrated with something, part of what is in that awareness is, this isn't working. This isn't part of what I'm wanting to maintain or give energy to anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times what happens is that we forget that, and we get all wrapped up in the frustration, and we get all wrapped up in how dissatisfied we are with this or this or this or this. And it literally puts kind of a damper on everything in the life.
Mm-hmm.
It is non-discriminate that way.
Mm-hmm.
It just puts a damper on everything in the life, but especially our connection with our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in a very habited pattern of this is wrong, and this is wrong, and this is wrong. And that is part of the dissatisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't do a lick of good to shift it. It's just kind of like, I'm in the mud. Wow, I'm in the mud more. Wow, I'm really in the mud more now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what that does.
Yeah, look at how much mud there is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think you really nailed it, because it's where do we put our attention is where our energy goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's that old saying, but the frustration is the perfect example of it, because we all know the term growing frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they usually mean it from the point of, okay, the frustration's getting larger. But from a personal point of view, we are growing it.
Yes, and we have lots of choices around it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a power in acknowledging that I'm feeling really frustrated, and knowing oneself well enough to know that what that really means is that I'm feeling a little edgy because I'm at the edge of change. I'm at the edge of making some decisions that are going to put my life and my energy in different places. And it's important in the awareness of frustration, because frustration brings with it a lot of awareness. Those feelings bring a sense of, I can't do this anymore. Well, spiritually, that's a great place to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you can get to that place where I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do this anymore, which means all the workarounds, all the ways of trying to accommodate something that really one spirit would like to be removed has happened when you hit frustration.
Mm.
And so that's a really great piece of frustration, is that it lets you know that you've hit, you're done. You've hit
yeah.
done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're willing often to go into the discomfort that often comes with change. And that's a good place to be, but so often we don't experience it that way. And that's one thing I'm suggesting today, is that to understand that when you've hit frustration, you've hit that point of change. And that to take that awareness, and when you embrace that, the frustration goes away and you start looking at, okay, how do I get this different? And that's a creative internal conversation, and we love having those.
Yes, and does the frustration block us then from really going there and saying, you know, how can I make this different if we just stay in frustration?
Yeah, I actually look at it different. If you stay there, yes, but I also look at it from the point of view of where you were going, was that it is an opportunity for you to then, when you hit that bottom, that frustration bottom, for you to regather your energy. Because
mm-hmm.
if you're not spending yeah. it in frustration, you know, you gather it up and boom, you know, you've got the impetus to do something that you just didn't really want to do before. It wasn't mm-hmm. enough of a challenge or a problem or whatever.
Yes, it brings it into focus. It's one of mm-hmm. the gifts of frustration, is it really brings it front and center.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, it's very positive. And so often we are just so habited to just judge frustration.
Yes.
To judge ourselves, to judge the situation. When hitting that place inside is just letting us know, wow, I'm really done with this. It's time I move on.
Yeah. Well, as President Obama might say, don't boo, vote.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we are here with Dr. Devana Vedrea. This is Down to Earth Spirituality on Conscious Talk. We're talking about what is your frustration really, and we'll be back after these messages.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks. Hey, thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Thanks for tuning in and spending 18 really incredible years with us here on the radio. And hopefully they've been good years for you in as much as that you're learning and growing and stretching and doing all those things to help your life expand and you become more aware. And, you know, Devonna, in that is frustration because the learning and the growing and the stretching and the expanding means change, and change for probably 99%, if not 100% of us, is either scary or very frustrating.
Yes. And, you know, this is why it's useful to, when you catch yourself being frustrated, one, not to judge yourself, but to also understand that it's information, that maybe the daily habits need to change because there's not enough rest. Or maybe the frustration is about the fact that there's a repetition of something that's being created, and your energy needs to be looking to make different choices to get a different outcome in some way. The frustration lets you know, though, that you're hitting your limits with it. And this is what is so great about frustration. I mean, no one likes to feel frustrated, because a lot of times in that we are feeling powerless. But what I want everyone to understand is that a lot of times that is our opportunity to take back our power and to deepen our connection and to really positively align with the change that is upon us, that we're feeling the edges of, as opposed to the habited pattern of getting dissatisfied and frustrated and then moving in that way,
mm-hmm.
which is often leads to dissatisfaction and, you know, a sense of dissatisfaction, but also just really discouraged that we find ourselves dissatisfied or frustrated yet again.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to turn that to something that is forward-moving and positive, it really requires that we don't judge ourselves for that. It's not uncommon to be propelled through negativity.
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't. It takes a lot of practice for us to learn to move differently.
You know, I think in the spiritual community, we don't really like that. We don't like that idea, because we judge ourselves and think, well, we should only be motivated by positive things.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we just have to reframe this frustration as a messenger, you know, that it is a positive thing.
And it is more of a messenger than it is anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It lets us know about where we're sitting within ourselves. And when we can remember that, then, and we look inside, we can go, oh, yeah, I haven't been feeling very loved or supported. I haven't been doing my meditations as regularly. I've stepped away from my self-care. Yeah, there's reasons for my feeling frustrated now.
Mm-hmm.
And then that allows us to make the changes that will dissipate the frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And allow Devana, us to continue to move forward, yes.
From personal experience, also from experience with our clients, is when we actually do the spiritual, you know, things that we can do, use our spiritual toolbox, when we spend time breathing into our bodies, into our hearts, when we spend time in meditation and reflection and introspection, that is when the frustration really begins to dissipate and we begin to come into peace with where we're at and what's next in our lives. And I think that's probably one of the most important tools in allowing frustration to start to motivate us, but instead of being wrapped up in all that frustration and focusing on that, is to actually do the spiritual work that we have available to us, which really helps to mitigate all of that. And I'll get your response after these messages. We're here with Dr. Devana Vedrí, and today we are talking about what is your frustration really? And we'll be back after these messages.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Scream it loud from the rooftops. Conscious Talk delivers.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Touchdown! Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back to Conscious Talk. You are listening to it, and hopefully you just can't stop listening to it because we bring you things like down-to-earth spirituality, where we really put these concepts into work in your life and discuss just the laboratory of our lives, because we do this stuff. And the things that we talk about, we experiment, we practice, we do, and then pass it on to you and let you be exposed. And, you know, that's what we've been doing with Dr. Devana Vedrea for years now, is putting it out there, how you put all of this into your life. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And today we're talking about what is your frustration really? And Devana, I brought this up at the end of the last segment for you to run with about the spiritual toolbox that we all have. And we've been, you know, talking about these tools on this show for 18 years. So we have provided ourselves and each other and our listeners, all of us, with all these great spiritual tools. And I have found, we found in personal experience and working with clients, that when we finally commit to really opening our spiritual toolbox and using those tools, that the frustration in our lives from the changes either we want and they aren't coming fast enough, or the changes that are being, what we feel are being imposed upon us, we can find some peace.
Yes, and I think you bring up a really great point in the statement of that the changes that we want aren't coming fast enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is like the seed of frustration, right?
Yes, yeah. It is.
And yet it's such a great statement, because it really is the conscious mind saying, I know how to do this better. And when you can really get that about that and understand mm-hmm. that our spirits are so passionate for us and love us so much, that any opportunity that there is, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, if there is a way to bring more awareness and love to us, it does. It takes advantage of every opening that we create. And so when we start to feel frustrated and we start to feel like the change isn't happening fast enough, to understand that's our conscious mind saying, oh, I could do this better. And to remember that in that movement that we're wanting, to really look inside of ourselves and see, okay, where am I not stepping? Where am I not creating the opening? And a lot of times it will send us right to our spirit with the prayer of, I want this change. I can feel this change. Please help me to open to receive this. Please show me where I'm holding on, where I'm blocking this moment of my transformation, my ability to receive this change. And when we come to that place and we come to that awareness and we're really taking responsibility for the fact that if we feel like it's not coming quickly enough and we've got our spirit on full tilt, then it's within us that we're holding something that's not allowing it to move forward. And a lot of times we have judged ourselves, or we've gotten annoyed with our spirit or our spiritual path, and we've stopped using the tools and the self-care that we know really promotes our forward movement. And when we can remember that and get back to it, then suddenly all is much better. Mm-hmm. And suddenly we are a wellspring of patience.
Yeah.
And we're back to trusting.
Right.
Yeah. And look, you know, there's also this, and you realize this over time, there's a lot of grace out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
We are always supported, even though we get frustrated and we don't think we are. We just keep looking in the wrong places often. But if there weren't that grace, as I like to say, you know, the landscape would just be littered with the bodies of humans. You know, we'd be stepping over, you know, our inability to deal. But somehow here we are.
Yes. And so to take a look at one's frustration and perhaps one's habited pattern of always landing in a dissatisfied place, when you start to look at that as a response, a lot of times what you'll notice is that you're not trusting your own process enough, or you're feeling disconnected within yourself. And breathing, meditation, journaling, all of those things help us to reconnect and help us to feel fuller, more taken care of, and as though we have more resource so that we can step out of our frustration, which is just a signal often of movement for us, that we're done with something, that we no longer want to do something. To take that awareness, to really embrace that, and then naturally and organically, we will turn to our spirit as spiritual beings and ask for it to be brought. And in that way, we step out of our frustrations and our judgments, and we really open up to that movement. And I would say that is the gift of our frustration, is that it lets us know that we're really done with something. It helps us get to that place where we have tried to accommodate it and moderate it and find a space for it. We have contorted ourselves into amazing shapes of pretzels, and now we're like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that awareness, even though we may not know how to not do it anymore, that is one of the gifts of frustration.
Mm.
And when we can really welcome that, when we feel like we've hit our wall or we've hit the end of something or the edge of that, to go, okay, yes, I need this to be different, And Spirit, please show me how to do this differently, to make this different in my life. I no longer want to maintain this. And what this is often are habited patterns that we're maintaining and trying to make work for us when they're not the truth of us. And so frustration can really be a great awareness place. And so in kindness to ourselves, if we get frustrated, just pause for a moment and not judge the self, but to really look at what is being communicated. Mm. And a lot of times we'll find that it's a real great awareness that comes with frustration.
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting, Devana. Everything, like we've said it a million times, and we'll say it a million more, everything is for us. Everything. And you're even making that very clear here with the frustration that we all seem to focus upon, is that there's a lot of gifts that come out of that when we're willing to open our eyes and our hearts to exactly what is about it, and then ask for help. Again, using those spiritual tools, ask for guidance, ask to be shown what we're blocking in this movement that is helping to create or keep the frustration in place. And we know that you work with people individually. How can they do that?
They can give me a call at 425-741-2329.
And, of course, they can always go to drdivana.com. That's drdivanna.com. And, you know, we've been doing this for years.
Yes. And we'll continue to do it for years. And we're always, you know, Devana, none of us are experts. We're all learning on this road to becoming or to remembering who we really are.
Yeah, we're in process, and
we're
that's the point. And so you can get frustrated, or you can start to learn to love the process because, you know, that's where you start to discover who you really are. And, you know, that's always been the mission of Conscious Talk, is to give people back to themselves. And we say, people, it's all been about us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you as always, Devana, for your great wisdom and your love and compassion here on the show. And folks, thank you as always. Have a beautiful day. And we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.